Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Brian Koberger.
What's interesting about this is Koberger himself put it out there when he was much younger in those internet postings about talking about the visual snow, about not feeling emotionally connected, about not having any sort of empathy, about treating his dad like crap, as he put it, and saying that he doesn't know why he does it. He can recognize that his dad has done so much for him and that his dad is a good guy and doesn't deserve to be treated that way. But Koberger seems to have difficulty not treating him that way. He seems to be kind of struggling with it and can't quite figure out why. And to everybody on the outside, you go, well, just stop being an asshole to your dad. You know, it's not that hard. But that seemed to be a bridge too far. Why do you think that is? Why would that be a struggle for someone? What's going on in their brains that just being a decent human being to another person that treats you with respect be so hard?
Yeah, this is the lack of empathy. And we do know that people with psychopathic personality, that there's a biological component to it, a huge biological component to it. And it has to do with the wiring between the amygdala and the ventromedial prefrontal cortex. That's the empathy center. And in normal brains, those two parts of the brain are well connected, and that allows us to have empathic attunement and connection with other people. Some people are born without it, and we can't blame them in that sense. It's like, it's, you know, you were just born with a faulty brain, and they can have enough wherewithal to stand back and say, okay, there is something different about me. But just knowing that they're different doesn't mean that they can overcome it, because they just are not quite right.
And that's the next question. Is there overcoming that? Had, you know, he was being a red flag for himself. Hey, there's something wrong. There's something wrong here. Had he gotten the right help, and I'm not saying that he didn't. I mean, it seems that he did go and get diagnosed and all that. I don't know what exactly his parents did when he was younger. I don't know what he did. Yeah. So I'm not trying to fault them by any means. But just in theory, does a person exist? Is there something out there that would have existed that could have fixed Brian Koberger and this broken brain, if it's him and if it's the way that we seem to see it as being from what he's been presenting?
You know, it's really, really hard to answer that. And my guess is that he had a lot of support from the family. That looks, you know, it looks to me like they're good people. He probably, as we get the whole story of his background, he probably did have a lot of extra help. Mm-hmm. We know he had treatment when he was in the, you know, the substance abuse program. So it's a wonderful philosophical question.
Yeah.
Can you do anything about a person who has a brain that is simply not structurally normal?
Mm-hmm.
We like to think that if you get kids at a young age who have these kind of psychopathic traits, and you can at least teach them how behaving differently toward other people will benefit them in the long run, that you can at least shape them to some degree and turn them in a more pro-social or positive direction. But I don't think we really know. And I don't think that there's any data to prove that you can take somebody who was really born with deficits. And in his case, it's alleged, which is completely reasonable, that he has autism. But I would say, in addition to autism, you can be psychopathic and sadistic and have autism at the same time. One does not rule out the other. So this is somebody that just really no fault of his own was born wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, things were just not quite right for him. And I think it's really important for the families. Imagine the torment if you really were a wonderful parent and you did everything right by your kid. Mm-hmm. And then you have a kid turn out like this and everybody turns and looks at you and points the finger and says, what did you do to him? You know, I just don't think we can go there because there are things about the brain we don't understand, but we do know enough with brain imaging that, whoa, some people are really different.
What do you think the conversation was on the phone calls that he made to his parents the morning of the murders? Because that was revealed on Dateline as well, that shortly after, when he got back home in the early morning hours, there was two phone calls to his family home in Pennsylvania. One was, I believe, 20-some minutes. The other was 40-some minutes. Mm-hmm. We don't know what the content of those calls was. If, in fact, he did this, as, like I said, would have just been hours after these murders took place. It would have been right in the timeline next to where he's doing the thumbs up selfie. Mm-hmm. And right before he gets back in the car and then does another pass at the house. Is that a happy, peppy conversation, you think? I could actually see it being more of that than it is any sort of down and out. Clearly, I don't think he confessed to his parents or anything like that.
No.
But what would you imagine that conversation to be?
I think he was in a terrific mood. I think he felt powerful. He had fulfilled this fantasy that he'd had for months, if not years. And whatever the content was, we don't know. But my guess is his mood was elevated and he was peppy. Good word.
And it's interesting when you look at all of this peppy, happy. He was also, according to his students, very laid back after these murders took place. Suddenly there was a very different Koberger in the classroom. It wasn't the very hard-edged and difficult to work with and difficult to be heard with Brian Koberger. This was someone who was suddenly grading papers on a whim and giving everybody great grades, not being super critical. What does that say about it? Is that part of the euphoria of I'm in a great mood, so who cares about this anymore? Mm-hmm. I don't have to worry. I mean, what is that?
Yeah, it was like the act of the killings, this thing that had this pressure that had been building up for so long that he was so fixated on. It was like just a release of that tension. Mm-hmm. And so you saw this, you know, this less intense guy.
One more clip. This is about Brian's attempt to make some friends at a pool party. From Dateline, let's take a look.
A partygoer observed that at one point, Brian Koberger became fixated on two young women dressed in bikinis. Fixated was the word our source used. But one of the women was married and gave her nearby husband a nonverbal signal, rescue me. So the husband approached Koberger and the women jumped into the pool. But we're told that Koberger didn't take the hint, brushed off the husband, moved over to the edge of the pool, near the women. It was all very off-putting, the partygoer would later say. It was the very next day, the day after the pool party, when Holly's cell phone buzzed. A message from Brian Koberger.
The wording of the text as I look back on it is kind of peculiar.
Here it is, the actual text sent July 10th, 2022 at 1:19 p.m. Quote, hey, I'm pretty sure we spoke about hiking trips yesterday. I really enjoy that activity, so please let me know. Thanks.
It was almost overly formal. I really enjoy that activity, so, you know, can you follow up with me about that?
So did Holly, in fact, let Brian Koberger know about plans to hike, as he had asked? No, she did not.
There's not really a good explanation.
Yeah, so you got two things there. He's totally either missing or ignoring the cues at the pool party. Mm-hmm. And also sending out really weird worded texts that just don't quite seem human to them. Mm-hmm. Let's start with the pool party. And was he missing the cues of the men saying, hey, you know, this is my wife? And, you know, most healthy people would be like, backing off pretty quick, either embarrassed and scurrying away or just like, hey, you know, sorry, man, I didn't know. And most men would be like, it's okay, I hear, you know, whatever. But he just kind of kept going full throttle. Like, I don't care that you're here, I'm attracted to you. Walk me through the mind process of what someone like a Koberger, if in fact this is him, would maybe be thinking at this moment in time when he's approached at the pool by the husband of the woman he's gawking at.
One of the things about autism, which is kind of one of the hallmarks of it, in fact, is the difficulty with mentalizing, which means the ability to put themselves in someone else's point of view or else's shoes. And so in that way, it's very much tied into empathy. And it sounds like, again, things that would be completely normal to you or I, that he just didn't get it. He just didn't see it. It didn't register. So that's how I would make sense of that. Again, it goes back to his brain just doesn't quite pick up on signals the way the rest of us do.
He's unaware that he's creepy when he's being creepy.
Exactly.
And that probably is a major frustration to him. I mean, that if you just think about that for a second, if the actions that you just thought were like just normal, like you're just going about your life, and then somebody, everybody's like, oh my gosh, that's really creepy what you were doing and what you were saying. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what do you mean? Like, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. But never taking the step back though either. And that's a choice point too of, oh, well, this is new input. Maybe I should adjust my behavior.
Yeah.
If I'm not good at picking up on it, maybe I should learn from that.
Exactly.
And it seems he didn't choose to do that. It seems the choice was more so it's everyone else's fault and constant frustration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And clearly, this is a guy who was really sexually driven too. I mean, there's so much of this inappropriate behavior is around women and, you know, women that he considered attractive. So I think when we talk about the contents of his mind, he was thinking about sex all the time, and he was very frustrated and increasingly over the years entertaining these violent, you know, sadistic kinds of fantasies.
Is it an effect of basically being like this, where you're creepy and you're putting off women and they seem to just be repelled from you like an opposite end of a magnet? Does that drive that sexual fantasy and that sexual desire even more just because you've had little to no success with it your entire life? And that's like the one thing that you want at, it's the one thing you have like zero skills at getting close to, and you actively are pushing them away and you don't even know why.
Yeah. I think you nailed it exactly. Yeah. And increasingly angry about the fact that, you know, that's the classic incel line. All the Chads get all the Stacys and we're just left out, and that's not fair. So we're going to kill them all.
Yeah. It's an amazing world we live in, and the way some of these minds work or don't.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting. A lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.